I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of the Wall Street Journal. Lots of filmmakers start with good ideas but don't know how to develop them. Morgan Neville started with a great idea, a feature-length documentary about backup singers, and what do you know, he turned it into a great movie. 20 Feet from Stardom has it all. Stirring stories about remarkable people and music that not only approaches but now and then achieves the sublime. Its subjects are the opposite of household names, unless we're referring, as the film does, to the households of such superstars as Mick Jagger and Stevie Wonder. They're on hand, along with Sting, Bruce Springsteen, and Bette Midler, to help celebrate the unsung divas who've enriched popular music beyond measure. They bring a world with them, Springsteen says. For the most part, it's a world rooted in gospel, an African-American world in which many of the backup singers-to-be grew up as ministers' daughters or projected piercingly beautiful harmonies as members of their church choirs. Sting speaks eloquently of the spiritual component in their work and with specific awe of Lisa Fisher, who emerges as the film's star. That's a delicious outcome for someone who spent much of her professional life in supporting roles, although she wasn't exactly anonymous before Neville turned on his camera. She's been the lead female singer on every Rolling Stones tour since 1989. To give a sense of her singular gift, the filmmaker creates an optical assemblage of Lisa Fisher fourfold, singing heavenly vocalese in her very own quartet. Other singers seen prominently are formidable artists in their own right. They include Mary Clayton, Darlene Love, Claudia Lanier, Tata Vega, Sheryl Crow, Gloria Jones, Lynn Mabry, and Judith Hill. Some wanted to be stars, others had no taste for the limelight. Some succeeded, some fell from professional grace. As Sting says succinctly, it's not about fairness. 20 Feet from Stardom is about the divine spark, the mystery of motivation, and the luck of the draw. The film comes along at a perfect time when the telling of its story is overdue and when its subjects, still in the fullness of their lives, can speak and sing for themselves. Man of Steel certainly takes itself seriously as an origin story. It starts with a pounding heartbeat, followed by you-know-who emerging from his mother's womb on the planet Krypton. We're told that this auspicious event is Krypton's first natural birth in centuries. On our planet, though, the story miscarries woefully after a promising start. Turns into a sci-fi fight club as the hero and his nemesis from Krypton duke it out on the streets of Smallville, then do it again just like barroom brawlers during a climax set against the background of a Manhattan seized by the usual chaos of fireballs, shattering glass, flying trucks, and toppling towers. You know, they say it's all downhill after the first kiss, Lois tells you-know-who early on. She doesn't know the meaning of downhill. I'm Joe Morgenstern. I'll be back on KCRW next week with more reviews.